what I constantly felt out there was really small and in a way really insignificant. I would walk a mile to a certain site along the trail with about 40 pounds of photo gear on me. The elevation in this area is quite high. It's almost 7,000 feet. So being some, you know, I live in Los Angeles, we're at sea level. So being at 7,000 feet, it was difficult just walking. But having 40 pounds of gear and I walk through this really rugged, uneven landscape to my spot. And I'd always like get there and drop everything and just feel so accomplished and so amazing. And then I'd immediately remember, like, I walked 1 mile and they walked 2,700. I had 40 pounds of gear. A lot of these people that pushed hand carts were pushing 350 pounds of their belonging. You know, it's just like what I did was nothing, absolutely nothing compared to that. And me in these big open spaces, like so small, so insignificant, so powerless over those forces of nature I talked about earlier. And I think there's a sense of freedom in that, in just being releasing our own like human illusions of control and our illusions not having change happen constantly. But you know, change is constant out there, and just that sort of being ripped away, right? Like our, like any kind of falsehoods or illusions I had, just being ripped away by these extremes, there is a freedom in that, because I don't think that's something that's experienced often. You know, these people moving west with all these hopes of freedom and having space and opportunity and, you know, just like how things would be so much better. And it's like, yeah, if you're white, you know, that was very much American European perspective, because in order for that freedom or that other opportunity to exist, it meant the enslavement of the Chinese, enslavement of, you know, Mexicans and Native Americans, the slaughter, decimation, you know, it was at the expense of anybody else. And so, you know, like these ideas of freedom, I mean, is it always contingent upon the loss of something else, of like somebody else's freedom?